T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KNSS, Stephen, 10 in the morning now, 8:46. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita City Council moving ahead with plans to demolish LD Stadium and build a new one.
Two.
Migrant caravan still moving toward the U.S. as President Trump says he'll send troops to stop them.
One.
Early voting underway in Sedgwick County at the Old County Courthouse in downtown Wichita. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And today we have the Kansas Turnpike southbound right lane is closed just south of Andover. Doing some bridge work there, so they've got a lane down. Watch out for that. And the gasoline prices today unchanged from what we were seeing yesterday, still around $2.57 a gallon. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 68 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 47. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, 30% chance for rain at a high of 59. Now partly cloudy, northeast wind at 3 miles per hour and 46 degrees. 8:47 now, Steve and Ted. Kay coming up top of the hour, the Glenn Beck program. And he's going to be talking about the national emergency and that migrant caravan hitting more than 7,000. Glenn Beck program coming up at 9 o'clock. McDonald's logged its 13th consecutive month of positive same-store sales and topped Wall Street profit and revenue expectations for the third quarter. Shares in the world's biggest burger chain defied a major sell-off in U.S. markets before the opening bell, rising more than 2%. McDonald's. Is it you or Ted who's never eaten a McDonald's?
Ted has never had a Big Mac. Yeah, that's the distinction there. I think we've all eaten a McDonald's.
I think if I had never eaten a Big Mac, I wouldn't admit it in public. That's
strange.
That's terrific.
I think that's weird.
Terrific sandwich.
There's too many things on a Big Mac that Ted doesn't like. I think that's his rationale there.
See, close relatives to vegetables, like there might be some relish or something.
Yeah, there may be some sort of onion or pickle or lettuce, that sort of thing on it. So he stays away from
it. Very health conscious. Steve and Ted poll question today right there on our webpage, knssradio.com. Halloween is near. Have you ever seen a ghost? Yes, 27%.
Wow.
No, 73%.
The vast majority have not seen a ghost.
No.
I've got to say, I'm in that category as well. Never seen one.
Never? Well, I have sort of. So there you go.
You saw something you can't explain, so that's a kind of yes.
I saw something. I don't know what it was. It was more a presence, you know.
Yeah.
Hovering over me, threateningly, a little bit... a little bit like our boss Jackie Wise around payday.
You were in a building that had kind of a history of reports of
did.
That sort of thing, though.
The Carey House Square, where KFH was located, right down there, Emporia and Douglas, the third floor was supposedly at one time a prostitute was murdered there.
Yeah.
And the ghost was Carey House Square. And one morning, I thought I saw her standing on the stairs there.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I turned around and she was gone. That's my sighting. Anyway, we're closing out that question for an even scarier question. The 2018 midterm election is November 6th. Who will you vote for in the 4th U.S. district race?
That's pretty straightforward.
Yeah. Ron Estes or James A. Thompson? Right there on our webpage, knssradio.com. Banks led a broad slide in U.S. stocks on Wall Street Monday, giving the S&P its fourth straight loss. Energy stocks also fell as the price of crude oil spent most of the day lower. The Dow lost 126 points. The S&P fell 11 points. NASDAQ was up at the close by 19 points. All right, a prediction of strong local aircraft production. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, Textron's CEO says he's expecting an upward swing in Wichita jet production. Scott Donnelly says sales activity at Textron Aviation remains robust. He says the company isn't ready to offer guidance for 2019, but he expects the improving market to lead to more aircraft being built. He says production will be tweaked up, and that could lead to more Wichita hiring. Also getting word today of a Canada presence for Textron Aviation. We'll have more on that throughout the morning. The Wichita Park Board wants to see what the market is like for the sale of McDonald Golf Course. The board voted to make a request for proposals. The city has been considering the sale of the 146-acre property. A key requirement will be that the land continue to be used as a golf course. Wichita developer Johnny Stevens made an unsolicited offer earlier this year to buy the land. And the Wichita Business Journal collected a lot of data on the annual salaries of area public employees. That includes those on staff at area schools, City of Wichita, Sedgwick County, Wichita State. The WBJ has a new ranking of the highest paid public employees in the Wichita area. The entire list available on our website. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
So who is the highest paid bureaucrat? Would that be Bob Layton down at City Hall?
Well, let me take a look here.
You don't know?
Not right off the top of my head, I don't.
The superintendent of schools.
Look at my website. Yeah, they're on the list, that's for sure. But
anybody in radio on there?
Guy who runs nobody on radio.
KMUW?
This is public, public employee. KMUW, yeah.
Yeah? No?
Could be. They're doing.
You're not
going to
share any of these, are you? You're not going to.
I am. I'm going to share them all.
But
I've
but
got
not
them
here.
On the website over here. Yeah, I'm going through the list. See, we rank them from lowest to highest. John Gallagher, Sherry Utash, Bob Layton, Warner Galling, Dr. Rex Lear over at Sedgwick County, Chief Clinical Director over there at the Health Department, $241,000.
Really? That's
Professor,
pretty good.
Professor Anthony Vizzini over at Wichita State, $243,000.
Well, see. And that's just a mere pittance compared to what you're knocking down, you know?
Well, there you go, yeah. John Bardo at the top of the list.
I got a feeling your chauffeur's making more than Bardo. What do you think? Today is, and I bring this up because it is sort of media, today is National TV Talk Show Host Day.
Oh.
As if they needed more attention, okay?
Right, right.
Created to pay tribute to TV talk show hosts and appreciate their unique form of humor, entertaining stories, spontaneous wit, and timely political jokes, none of which I have ever seen displayed by a national TV talk show host.
How many of them have a Marconi?
Yeah, right.
Huh?
Hey,
mm-hmm.
Do you still do TV at over at Cake?
Yeah, I'm on there on Good Morning Kansas on Fridays, yeah.
So do you use a lot of makeup when you go on TV?
No, I should, but I don't. And they just said, Bill, don't worry about it. There's no
improvement that could be made.
Yeah,
well, I would say just a little rouge and maybe some eyeliner, and you would be right there.
Well, that's what I wear every day, so I have to
okay,
jazz it up a little bit.
Sorry I went there. hey, thank you, Bill. As always, great information. We appreciate your time this morning. That's Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal. Coming up at 9 o'clock, KNSS News, early voting underway in Sedgwick County. That's on the way at 9. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.